On Thursday, ahead of the North American Open, we were struggling to reconcile aggressive dollar selling ahead of the U.S. CPI data. The data came out and, as per our suspicion, was hotter than expected, which triggered a sharp reversal back in the buck's favor. And yet, hours later, we were confounded once again with the dollar selling back off and risk assets recovering, despite the hotter inflation data that also was accompanied by stronger U.S. jobs prints. All of this should have translated to a repricing of Fed expectations, with odds for a March cut expected to come down. And yet the market chose to quickly shrug off the data, still looking to price a 70% chance for that cut to come in March. Indeed, it's possible hawkish-leaning comments from ECB President Lagarde later on in the day played into the price action, with her comments highlighting the fact that the Fed remains the central bank most likely to cut rates next. But at the same time, we wonder if the market has been too dismissive of Thursday's inflation data, opting to overlook it because that's what it wants to do so it can continue to hope for more investor-friendly monetary policy. Friday's economic calendar is rather light with the exception of UK data, though we do get another round of US inflation data, which also, if hotter, could get the market thinking twice about shrugging things off. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK GDP, industrial production, trade and construction output, and that US inflation data in the form of US producer prices. That's all for now.